The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Daf Kuf Vav. Today's daf is being said in Mishmat Avraham ben Esther ben Moshe ben Nuna. Uhashem Terechem ben Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Vav Amud Rishon, and we are starting Veha, third line. We're talking about bringing a mincha on a stipulation. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to bring a mincha, ma'afet tanur, five chalot and five rekikim. Even though the Torah says bring 10. So, tarikim ha'ol, you have to bring 10, either 10 chalot or 10 rekikim. Rabbi Shimon says you can mix and match. We're talking about a case over here where not only are you bringing the five and the five, but you're bringing it as a stipulation, because you don't know what you said. So therefore, could be it's all 10 halot, or could be it's all 10 rikikin, or could be it's a combination of some sort. So we're saying whatever is the mandatory, will be mandatory, and whatever the leftovers will be a nedava. And now we said you have to bring shemen also. You have to make shemen. You need the 10 rikikin come with a log of shemen, and the 10 halot also come with a log of shemen. So the Gemara says, you're going to have leftover oil. Why are you going to have leftover oil? Ve'aika mutar shemen. Now let's go slow. The normal law is, I'm bringing 10 rikikin. Torah should bring a log shemen. What do I do with the log shemen? I smear the menachot, the rikikin with them. And what do I do with the leftover shemen? So it says the leftover shemen, the Gemara says like this. The e mechsa halotu mechsa rikikin. Amar, if let's say it was mehsa, mutara shemen mahzira lehalot. So the law would be, in that case, the leftover oil goes back and you mix it with the halot. Again, it's five and five. You smear the rikikin. Now you have leftovers. What do you do with that law? The deen is you put it back with the halot. You mix it up with the halot. No problem. However, ikulu rikikin amar mutara shemen echal kohanim. But if his neder was all rikikin, then what do you do with the leftover oil? Then with the leftover oil you give to the Kohanim to eat. Which means, in this case over here, the laws of the oil differ what you're supposed to do with it based on what your tanai was. Which means, if it's all the kikin, the law is what? The leftover oil, after you smear the kikin, you give it to the Kohanim. However, if it's a mehsa, the law is the leftover oil you put in the back into the mincha. In this case, what are you going to do with that leftover oil? Because we don't know what he did. It's either this or that. In a regular case, 10 rikikin, I know what to do with the oil. In a mehsa case, I also know what to do with the oil. But the deen is different from case to case. In this case over here, we have a safik. So what do you do with the leftover oil? According to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, according to Rabbi Shimon. What do I do with the oil? Give it to the Kohanim. I can't give it to the Kohanim. Maybe it was all, maybe it was mehsa. And if I have to put it back in. Okay, so put it back in. No, let me put it back in. Maybe it was all the kiki, and if I have to give it to the Kohanim to eat. So what do you do? Gemara says, no problem. Ke Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. That what? Well, the Mishnah is going like that. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Moshan, Kimin Ki, Mutar Hashem Ne'echal, La Kohanim. Which means he holds like this, even in the case of Mehsa. You take the oil and you make a siman, like a key. Key is a Greek letter. It's a mahlokin what the Greek letter looks like, but that's the shape that you make the mishicha under the kikin. And then what do you do with the leftover oil? Give it to the Kohanim. There was a quote that Mishra, you always give the leftovers to the Kohanim, whether you're bringing all of the kikin or mehsa. So there's no difference. So according to Mishra, there's no problem. What do you do with the leftover oil? Meman of Shaki giving it to the Kohanim. Now Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Kana le Rav Asher." Va'ika, we have another safek, a sixth safek. Va'ika le sapuka b'menhat nesachin. The Amar Rava menadib adam menhat nesachin b'chol yom. A guy can bring menhat nesachin b'chol yom, which means we know that a person brings an animal. What comes with the animal? Comes with the animal wine. Comes with the animal flour, and comes with the animal shemen. Good. Now, a person is able to donate a minhat nesachim, stam, alone. That's another type of mincha. That means, whatever, it has to be based on the shi'ur of what you would normally bring with an animal, like we learned. Whatever the shi'urim, how much flour you normally bring with an animal, you're able to bring it alone. So therefore, that's the sixth mincha now. You have minhat mahabat. You have marheshet. Okay? You have solid. And then you have the two types of ma'afeh, tanur. But I have a sixth one. Because we have a statement over here. A person could donate mincha every single day. What's the mincha? Mincha nesachim. It's a different type of mincha. But it's still one of the options. So why did the Mishnah say, guy has a sefik? Maybe he was donating one of these type of minachot. So the Gemara says, Kika mistapka le. Which means, when a guy has a sefik, let's analyze what his sefik was. He doesn't know what he brought. The Gemara is going to say, logically, what his sefik could have been. Once you hear the logic of the Gemara, it could not have been this. That's for sure. Why? So the Gemara says like this. He comes to pick Eli. The Gemara's answering. Based on his sefik. Why? Ba'a biglal yachid. Ba'a biglal sibur. Lo mistapekanale. Jesus says, for sure, I only had a sefik on minachot that I brought biyachid. But not for minachot that come for sibud. I'm sure of that. Now these minachot can come with korban sibud as well. Because I know I only made a neder on a minachah that only comes biyahid. Sibud never brings a manhashid. Sibud never brings a mahabat. Sibud does bring this type of minachah, the sachim. When you bring a olah, you bring the minachot with it. It says, so for sure my sefik was not on a minachah that can be brought b'sibud. Furthermore, ki kam istapakna le ba'a b'gal atzma. Ba'a b'glal zeva lo mistapakna le. Good. And my sefik is only on a mincha that comes alone. Not a type of mincha that is attached to a korban. Now even though this korban is not bringing, this mincha is not bringing with the korban, but it comes from a korban. The amount of flour is based on the different shi'urim of when you normally would bring it with a korban. Whereas mashenka, the other minahot are brought alone. Thirdly, he says, ki kam istapakna le. I only was thinking of a mincha for sure that comes with lebona. Minhat nesachim doesn't come with lebona, so for sure that wasn't my sefik. Furthermore, he comes to paknale ba'abelog, ba'abeshloshalugin lo mistapaknale. I only was thinking of a mincha that comes with a log shemen. So remember, we learned that when it comes to the minhat nesachim, minimally it comes with three log shemen, because the minimum korban is three lugim of shemen. And if it has to follow the normal, whatever you would bring as a korban. So my sefik was only on a log shemen. Not a type of minhad that has, three lugim. Ki kam istapakna le ta'una kemitza. Shena ta'una kemitza lo kam istapakana le. And also, I only was bringing a korban mincha that needs a kemitza. Mincha nesachim is no kemitza. The whole thing just goes on the mizbeah. So therefore, the Gemara says, for sure he didn't have this in mind. And says, Gemara had an option. There's a sixth one. He doesn't. I'm only bringing what for sure I know my sefik was including. I know my sefik was not including this. Once you knock that off the list, so minhat nesachim is not one of the options, and therefore you don't have to even bring that. You don't have to attempt to bring that. Now the Gemara says, "Pirashti mincha shel esronim." Okay, we learned this case, the Mishnah, mincha of esronim. So what do we say to do? We actually had a machloket on this case over here. Mincha of esronim. So Tanakama said, bring 60 esronim in one keli. But why 60? Because 60 is the maximum. Can't bring more than 60, right? Maybe more 59. Okay, so you have 59 in there, and the nidavah in there also. Tanakama hold, it sounds like you can me'arev chova and nidavah in the same vessel. What did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon said, having 60 vessels, 1 to 60. The first vessel, 1. The second vessel, 2. Number 3. Sounds like he holds, you can't me'arev Choba with Nedava, and therefore bring him in 60 vessels. One of them is going to be the real one, and the rest of them will be Nedavot. So Gemara says, Tanur Banan, Pirashti, Mincha, Vekavati, Bichli, Yahad, Shel Estronim, Veni, Yodaya, Ma Pirashti, Yavim, Mincha, Shel Shisha Estronim, Devri HaChamim, Rabbi Yomir, Yavim, Minachot, Shel Estronim, Me'ehad, Ve'ad, Shishim, Shehem, Elef, Ushmam, Ushmona, Me'ot, Ushoshim. Which is altogether 1,830 Esronim. Do the math. One, and then two, plus three, plus four, all the way to 60. So Gemara says, Pirashti, ve'eni yodeya me'ezo mehin. Pirashti. Oh, this is a better case now. The guy says, I designated it, but now he doesn't even know which type of minha. It's the worst effect now. He has two sefekot. How many esronim? And which one of the five minachot? So he says, "V'eri yodei kama pirashti yavi chamesh minachot shishim shishim esronim shehen shelosh mot." According to the hakamim, hakamim will say, "No problem. Bring five vessels of the different minachot, 60 in each one. 60 times 5, 300 esronim altogether." Rabbi Omer, Yavi Hamesh Menachot Shel Shishim Esronim Me'ehad Ve'ad Shishim Shem Tesha'a Alafim U'me'ah V'hamishim. Bring 9,150 Esronim. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you got to do it five times. You have to bring 1 to 60 five times. Because you're not sure, because each one is a Sefek. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Bemai kame pligi." What is the machloket between Achamim and Rabbi? Now we want to get into the analysis. Why is Hakamim say all in one keli, and Rabbi says no, separate keli? Gemara is going to give a few interesting options. Start. Amar Rav Chasda, "V'mutar lechtis chulin azara kame palge." Are you allowed to bring chulin in the azara? Which means like this. According to this interpretation, you know what Hakamim is stipulating? It's all 60 in there. You're saying like this. Whatever my chayuv is, let's say I was making a nedir to bring 40, so 40 of these 60 will be my nedir. And the other 20 chulin, not nedaba. The other 20 will not even be sanctified at all. So since Hakamim hold, you're allowed to make chulin in the azara, so no problem. You can put it all in the same keli, and sip. 40 will be the hayub, and the other 20 will be chulin, no problem. Which means, everybody holds, let me make this clear, everybody holds, it's chova and chulin. You're not mixing chova and nedava. Because, even according to Tanakama, according to this Hakamim, you cannot mix Chova and Nedava. Now, Rabbi Sabar Asu Lechdis Cholin Azara. Let's speak it out. According to Rabbi, if you cannot bring Cholin to the Azara, so what do you have to do? What's the only option? Bring 60 vessels. One of them will be the Chova, and what will the other 59 be? Nedava. Good, no problem. I can bring Nedava. I cannot mix Chova and Nedava according to anybody. Good? So therefore, according to the B, and everybody holds you cannot bring Cholin into the... And the B holds you cannot bring Cholin into the Azara. So my only option is if I can't mix Chova and the Dava together, and I can't bring Cholin into the Azara, so the only option is to put it in 60 vessels. One of them will be the Ayyub 59, the Dava. But according to Achim, Rabbi Hassan, you mutal like this Cholin into the Azara. Oh, so if he holds you can bring Cholin into the Azara, put them all in one vessel, I cannot mix Chova and Nedava. Good. So the Chova will be the Chova, and then the Chodin is the Chodin. No problem. That's one way of looking at this Mahloket. Gemara says, Rabba is a different way of looking at the Mahloket. Rabba says, let's read that sheet, Rabbanan. Rabbanan Sabre, Mutal Lechnis Chodin Na'azara. See, it's a big Rashi. Chilkach yavi shishim esaron lechli yachad. I mean 60 in one keli. V'yetne, make the condition. Im kulan nadavti kulan nechobati. Right? If I gave all 60, so 60 are chobah. Im lav מה שנדעת יהיה לחובתי, והשאר חולין. אבל השאל אין דבר לא מצא לעיתויה. But say, חיוב אין דבר, you cannot. ואסור להערב חובה בן דבר. והיגשה, אך הנמא, איך היא קריב קומץ? How are you bringing the comments? She has a side question now. How have you ksat min a comments chodin? It's a strong question. 40 of it was chayuv. Another 20 is what chodin? Now you're taking comments. You're taking comments from the chodin now. How can you take comments from chodin? Ve'od mencha hechi mishtare. Ve'alu ikmetza comments shalim to ksat min a comments avi chodin. Not only that, the comments is chaser. Because some of the comments is coming from chodin. תריץ כדי תרציל להם בקומץ רבה, קומץ בדעתה דכהן תליה מלטו, כדי דעתו הכל שלו החולים. You have to say, the קומץ is תלו on the דעת of the כהן. When he's making the כמיצה, his דעת is only the קודש part is קדוש וקומץ. The stuff of חולים I'm not taking. Which means, you have to say that it goes with the כוונה of the כהן. His דעת when he takes the קומץ is on the קודש part. If only the קודש will come out as a priest. You have to worry about the חולים part. Okay, look at the next רשי. ורבי סבר, אסור להכניס חולין לעזרה, אל כך לא מצא עתויה בכלי אחד. You cannot bring it all in one כלי, הוא מתנה, אבל יביא 60 מנחות מאחד, מעט 60, ב-60 כלי, ויאמר אותם שלדעת יהיה לחובתי. מה שאר? נדבה. ויקש עלייתי 60, 20 ב-60 כלים, ויאמר לפי חשבון שלדעת יהיה לנדרי, והשאר נדבה. What's this question? ויקש יהיה, light the 60 esronot with 60 kelim. Let him bring 60 esronot and 60 kelim, which means, I guess, one esaron in each keli. What do you tell me after bringing one, and then two, and then three, and then four? Just bring 60 esronim altogether in 60 vessels. And say what? Which means, let's say I was not there 40, so let 40 of these vessels be for my chuba. Another 20 will be nidava. Because the kli is koveya the mincha. And therefore, if my mincha was 40, I cannot bring in the 40 vessels. Because then each mincha is only a mincha of one. The kli is koveya what the mincha is. I cannot bring a 40 in 40 vessels. That's why you have to bring it. Every option possible. That's the first shot in understanding the machloket. Now we go to a second shot. Rabba Amar, Ba Amar. Kul alma asur leknis cholin na'azara. Okay, everybody is keeping cholin na'azara. Ve'acha b'motar le'arev chobah ben daba kame peligi. The machloket is, can you mix chobah and nedaba? Rabbanan savri motar le'arev chobah ben daba, ve'rabbi sabar asur le'arev chobah ben daba. Easy. Can you mix chobah and nedaba? That's the machloket. So Rabbanan say you can. They will put it all in one vessel, you can mix chuba and nedava, and the beast says you can't mix chuba and nedava, then you have to put in separate vessels. But everybody says you cannot bring cholin into azara. Amar le'abaye l'raba. Abaye, so what do you mean? Go to l'raba. L'rabana de'avni mutal le'arev chuba and nedava. Habi'in at shnei kibatzim. Right? According to this, in this big vessel of 60, you should need two kibatzim. One for the chuba and one for the nedava. So the Gemara says, the kibitz, my dad kibitz. Okay, you took two kibitzot. Don't worry about it. You took two kibitzot. Once you're telling me that it's chovah and nedavah in the same keli, so you need one kibitzah for the chovah, and you need one kibitzah for the nedavah. So the Gemara says, you did it. Understood or no? No. It goes according to the kavanah of the Kohen. The kavanah of the Kohen, the first kibitzah is for the Kodesh, for the Hayuv. And the second one is going to be for the nedavah. So Gemara says, wait. This was your question. Was that mixed up? And therefore, you're taking from this on this and this on that. Gemara says, no, the tali with the Kohen, like I answered you. It goes with the dot of the Kohen. Wherever the hand of the Kohen hits first, that's considered Choba. And wherever my hand hits second, that's the Daba. So the Kohen can and mentally separate the menachot of chobah and the davah. Good. The Gemara says, wait. The akturei hechi maktir. This is a beautiful part of the Gemara. Okay, so I have two kematzim over here. I have a chobah komets and I have a davah. How are you going to bring this on the Mizbayah? No matter what you're going to tell me, you're going to run into a problem. Why? What's the problem? You know what else says? Good. I said, put the nedava first. How could then you bring the nedava? How could you bring the chobah then? Why? Dilma kule chobahu. Maybe all the 60 was all a chobah. And therefore the comments that you brought already was chobah. The first one. Vehasru lehu shirayim. And now, by taking the second comments, you're lacking the shirayim. The leftovers are now missing. I'll explain it to you, but continue to Gemara. Ve'amar mor, shirayim sha'asu mekimitzan ha'ktara en maktir comments alehim. If the shirayim is lacking, you cannot bring the comments on the mizbayah.
It's more than what I said.
No, you're not following. I have 60 in here. Stop. We say, oh, that's, you got the davande, you got chobande. Oh, take two kematzim. Okay, so I take the comments for chobah, I take the comments for nedava. Okay. Now, which one do I bring first? No problem. Bring the nedava first. Now, if I bring the nedava first, maybe all this was chobah. If all this was chobah, so there's no nedava. That means the first comments that I brought on the mizbeah was chovah. The law is, when you bring the comments has to cover the entire shirayim. But once I took a second comments out, now the shirayim is lacking. And therefore my first comments is not going to be yotzeh. Od pam, at the time, that's a regular case. All 60 was chovah. All 60 was chovah. What do? I take a comments for chovah. Put on the mizbeah. It's matir the shirayim. I'm 59, whatever, right? But let's say, regular case, I took the comments for chobah, and before I got on the mizbeah, half of the mincha got lost somewhere. I cannot bring it anymore. Because it's not matir the full shirayim anymore. Now in this case over here, if you're going to bring the nedava first, maybe the whole thing is a chobah. If the whole thing is a chobah, so therefore this first thing that I brought really is going to be my comments. And now what? Since you took a second comments, the shirayim is... it's not filled, it's not full, and therefore you're not yotzeh. You cannot even bring it. You cannot even bring it because you're bringing a komitz on a shirayim that's hasid, right? Minus the second komitz. So therefore you can't do that. No problem. I have another option. Gemara says, "Liktar chovah beresha." You know what? Bring the chovah first. So again, let's read that inside again. I want to read that inside again. Ba'akturei hechab maktar. How are you going to maktir the kematzi? Laktar nedava beresha. No, the chovah hechi maktir la. How are you going to bring the chovah then? Dilma kul lechovahu. Because maybe the 60 estronim that you were for the mincha is all chovah. And the comments of the nedava was really part of the minhat nedava. I'm sorry, it was really part of the minhat chovah. That's the point. Say it like this. That's where I will stop. And therefore, by taking the chobah part, this is the first comments of the daba. I can call whatever I want, but if it's really chobah, now by putting it on the mizbeah, so now it's already hasid. This is really supposed to be shirayim. This is not supposed to be in the daba. This is now it's gone. Now when I'm bringing the chobah comments, it's not complete. So that's not an option. Okay, no problem. I have a better idea. Take both. Bring the chobah first. So if I bring the chobah first, so at least it's on everything. It's on the whatever's in the keli. It's on this, the second item as well. Everything's there. No problem. Bring the chobah first. No, there can't be. Liktir chobah b'resha, din daba hechi maktala. You're not going to be able to bring the daba afterwards. Why not? Dilma kula chovahu, kol shu memenu laishin, hareu bebal taktiru. The law is like this. Whatever. I'll give you a regular case first. I have 60. I take chovah. Komet goes on the mizbayah. The komet now is matir. The leftovers, there's a law. Once you bring the chayuv on the mizbeach, whatever becomes mutar is asur to put on the mizbeach. Right. You can only bring the kumets on the mizbeach. The leftovers are not allowed to bring on the mizbeach. Does anybody have a problem here also? Let's say it was all chova. So I brought the chova, and now you bring the nedava. It could be this nedava is really shirayim. And if it's asur to put on the mizbeach, so you're stuck, you can't bring that either. There's amazing technical issues here. You have to bring two kimatzim, but we don't know how he's going to bring them. No matter what he does first, he runs into a problem. So Gemara says, all right, we figured it out. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi Demasik Lehum Lishum Etzim Uk Rabbi Eliezer Netanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lereyach Nihowach Iyatam Ma'ale Aval Atam Ma'ale Lishum Etzim, which means you told me, how could you bring the chobah first? If it's all chobah, you're not allowed to bring the nedabah. You're not allowed to bring the nedabah item because it's shinaim, and you're not allowed to bring the shinaim on the mizbeah. You're not allowed to bring the shinaim on the mizbeah as a mincha, but you can bring it as wood. They full stipulate. He stipulates, if the first one was a chova, so then I cannot bring this on. So it's etzim, fuel. Put it on the shem fuel. No problem. The second kibitza. I'm burning it as fuel, not kavanava. I can stipulate. Yes, if it's really an edaba, okay, then I need to bring it as an edaba. But if it's not an edaba, then it'll be as if if really, let's say, all 60 was not chova. Okay, so then it's a nedaba. Then this was my chova, and this is my nedaba. But if all 60 was chova, then this is a problem. Because this is now the shirayim, can I go on the mizbeah? No problem. I cannot go on the mizbeah, l'shem reich lihova. But I can go on the mizbeah, l'shem reitzim.
I have to start with the chova.
Yes. So Gemara says, Amar le rabah habre de rabah rabah shem. Okay, now we're going back. Because now wait. Once we're introducing Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that you bring it on the Mizbeach L'Shem Etzim, now we're going back to the Machloket of Rabbi and Hachamim, and we're going to use this to define their Machloket. Again, let's review Rabbi Hachamim. The guy said, Pirashti Esronim, but I don't know how many. So Hachamim said, put 60 in a keli, bring it like that. Rabbi said what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 60. So we gave a few explanations so far. Now, once we introduce this etzim, the shem etzim, we're going to give a third interpretation. How are we going to explain the machloket? This is like this. Maybe I can tell you like this. Everybody holds you can mix chova and nedava. Very simple machloket. Everybody holds you can mix chova and nedava. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, very easy. Put it all in one vessel. Whatever's my chayud nachayud, whatever my nidraz nidava, mix it around. Oh, but how are you going to take the comments? Not going to be the answer. Because you hold, you can bring the shem etzim. But Rabbi, he also holds you can mix chobab and nidava, but he doesn't hold of Rabbi the answer. And therefore, you cannot bring it the shem etzim. So therefore, you have no option to mix it together. Therefore, you have to put them in separate vessels. So everything is going to be brought the shem nidava. You're going to bring it as chova, stipulate. Which one was chova? But I cannot bring it in the same vessel if I brought a chova, then I have a problem of a shirayim. So and shirayim you hold, you can't bring the shem etzim. So that's why you have to say bring in separate vessels.
Just one
kemitzim
each vessel.
Right. Nedava or chova, but it's separate. It's separate. It's not a shirayim. Each one is separate. New way of explaining the machloket. Who's saying this? Rabbi Habir, Rabbi Asher.
Just one kibitza of chova.
No, you have to take a kibitza from each vessel.
60.
Yeah, 60 kibatzim you're taking. But you don't have a problem of a shirayim, because each one's in a separate vessel. So therefore, I say, either it's chova or nedava. Either it's chova or nedava. No problem. But it's not like I'm taking chova, and then the shirayim in the same candy now, you might be putting it on the mizbeah, the shem etzim, because she says you cannot put it on the shem etzim. Amar leh, then I'm sorry. That's not the pshat. He says like this: Is al kadatach lerabbi muta le'arev chova min daba odrebili ezelet le efshar temaite shitin behad mana behad behad mana uf umagalehu vekamitz. If this was true, that he holds you can mix cholin. I'm sorry, you can mix chova and nedava. It's just a technical issue of how to bring the komets, because you can't bring it l'shem etzim. I have a way for you. Why do you tell me you have to bring 1,830 estronim? Bring 61. How do you mean 61? Bring 60 in one keli. This is Hattushi said. 60 in one keli and one in another keli. And then what? Touch them like a mikveh. Touch them like a nigiyah, maga. And therefore, by touching them, somehow it becomes one. And therefore, take a komets from both of them, but it's considered that it's one mincha in separate kelim. Nah, we got to read that in Nashi. We got to read that in Nashi. Look at Nashi. Efshar, right in the middle of the Gemara. Efshar. You see it or no? Efshar. The mighty shishim behad mana, behad behad mana. 16, one keli and one in another keli. Vekamitz megadol beresha. Take from the 60 first. Umatne ikula choba shapir. If the whole thing is choba, okay, then shapir, then it's choba. Vei la had the kamitzna leheve mechoba. Umay de kamitzna mekli ehad leve ahahu esaron ul otan nedaba de pash bekli acher umagam magan de rosh kelim ze besadze. Let them touch kede shiigru rashia kedatot zu lazuk echid de lishtere nedaba de bekli gadol akometz de bekli katan umaktir choba vehadar the neder, the iname avi kamaita kol kli gadol choba lo avu shilaim shehaslu the manu shetin the behad mana lo shakil velo midi michi shakil komets kama. Wow! So you're saying to do? He's telling you if this is true, you have an option of 60 and one. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you like this. As he says it. The komets techila mekli gadol avur chelik achoba shebo. Correct, because you have 60 in there, so that's the most it could be. So let's say all the 60 were choba. I take the shechoba. V'aga komets mekli ashin l'shem nedava. But maybe I'm chayav nedava. Correct. Ala esaron yehidi v'amenhat nedava shleshana mekli gadol. Now beofen ze kishnotim et komets ashinim mekli katan. Ain't shum hashas safek shirayim bekometz nedava, because it's all nedava in the second keli. So I'm not worried. What was my concern about? That maybe this is shirayim of a chova. It's not shirayim of the chova, because the chova already you took care of in the first keli, and then for the second keli is all nedava. So you have to worry about shirayim. The ain't shum mini amal akdir shirayim matzim. Kevan shirabi eno matzi lasot ken, Eli says you have to bring 1,830 esronot. So therefore, for sure, the machloket is if you can mix chova and nedava. Let's throw away, giving you the option. Put 60 and put 1. Take the chova from here and the nedava from here. What am I worried about? I was worried that if it's mixed up, I cannot take it because maybe it's all chova, all 60 are chova. And when I take the chuba, I cannot bring the shirayim now, because the shirayim is not allowed to go on the mizbeah. You're right, but it's in a separate keli. So therefore, the chuba I brought from this one, and the shirayim I brought from, and my only problem is, what do you have to connect them together? What am I?
To get the
if the 60 was not all chayuf.
Right, I need a comment.
If the 60 was not all chayuf, so therefore I have to take the nedava from the 60.
Right, you need to get off from that 60.
So therefore, where am I taking the nedava? From the second one. So I need to combine them, so this nedava of the second will attach to the first one. Beautiful. I'm covered. Got it. You see why I have to connect them?
Why don't you take
2
sixties? 2 sixties.
Why? Too much. Why should take too much? Take 60 and 1.
What's this?
By the way, I can take 1,800. Why the Gemara trying to figure out the minimum you should take?
Right. No, but this is only if you agree that by touching them they're together.
He agrees. Well, as we're saying, that's an option. There's a machlok on that. The Gemara saying it's okay. So therefore, from the fact that the B did not say that option, must be that's not an option. Therefore, you cannot. Therefore, it must be he holds. That what you can't tell me he doesn't hold you can do the Shem Etzi. Because if you hold you couldn't do the Shem Etzi, there's a different way of doing it to do less. And the fact that he didn't give that option must be that the machloket is that really you can do the Shem Etzi. So why don't you do then this? So what's the problem? And the machloket is you cannot put Hayuv and the Divine in the same vessel. That's why you have to say put in separate vessels. Which you cannot mix. Otherwise, we're going to give you this option.
This is what we said in the beginning.
Another option. Another answer. Rava Amar dekule alma mutar le'arev choba b'ndaba. Okay, here we go. You could mix choba and ndaba together. Udekule alma itu derbi li'ezer. Here we go. That everybody holds like derbi li'ezer, that you could fix the second comments, bring in the Shem Etzim. That's what's mahlokit. Nachim b'fukta derbi li'ezer ben Yaakov rabbanan kame peleg. New mahlokit. Ditnan, afilu minhad shel 60 esaron noten la 60 log. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer afilu minhad shel 60 esaron en la ela luga shneemar leminha velog shamin. It's a machloket. When I bring a 60 esaron minha, how much shemen do I have to bring in it? Rabbanan say 1 log per. So therefore, you bring 60 esaronim, 60 logim. According to the Bidi Ezer, no. It's 1 mincha. 1 mincha, 1 log. You hear the machloket? So now, based on that machloket and how much oil you bring, now we'll explain the machloket of Bir Hachamim. The banan savre kerabanan damne shishim log. And therefore, if you have to say shishim log, so therefore you put it all in one vessel, the 60, and you put 60 logs of shemen. And each esaron takes its own log. He says, no. When you bring 60, it only gets 1 log for the whole thing. I don't know if it's considered 1 mincha, that 1 log will be enough. Or is it considered shtem menachot that a me'urav over here that's going to need shnei lugin? Look at Rashi. Rashi, shishim log l'shishim esaron. See Rashi? Right after Rashi we left off with. Shebeoto kli umatne kama shenadarti te'el l'chovati v'sha'arti nedava. Beautiful. Beautiful. Is very simple. 60 esronim, 60 lugim. Whatever my chuba is, 1 esaron, 1 log per chuba, and whatever my nedava is, 1 esaron per nedava. It's all in there. Everything works out. But according to the Rabbi, he holds like Rabbi the Ezer, that the 60 only gets how much? 1. Rashi. אין אלא לוגה, לוג לכל המנחות. ויעריב שתיים מנחות זו של 30 וזו של 30 יכלי עד עולו בית לוגים. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if I have נדבה and מנחה, how many לוגים am I going to need in here? If I have חובה נדבה, 2. Oh, so what are we going to put in there? Which is, according to Hachamim, I could put 60 regardless, because every Esron gets a log anyway. So I could put 60 and 60. Mashi'enken, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says each Minha gets 1 log, so therefore, how many logs am I going to put in there? How many logs am I going to put into this vessel of 60? Yeah, how are you going to put two? You're going to put 2. Why are you putting 2? Maybe my mincha was my Rehoba was one, and then the other 59 are Nidavot. I need 59 more log. No! It's one big Nidava of 59? So then what do you say? Put two Lugin in the big keli of 60, because you can ma'aref hunin and anachun, you can ma'aref chovah and nedava. Let the one log be for my chovah, no matter how big or small it is. I'm speaking it out. Sounds like he's right. No matter how big or small it is, and bring the second log in there for the rest of it, which could be in nedava. Take the most case. One was for chovah, and 59 was for nedava. So therefore, do two lugin in one vessel, and therefore you'll have a solution. Im nadar min hashel shloshim esronim, azay shloshim esronim makli hem shel chovah, ushloshim esronim hem shel nedava, kevan sheshtei menorot hallelu me'orabot bekli yatzlich lasim bo shnei lugin. Okay, so put shnei lugin. Ulam im pirish benedot sheshim esaron. Ah, that's the poor problem. That's the problem, my friend. You're right. But there's another option we're forgetting. Let's say it was all sheshim esronim was chovah. Then you're putting an extra one in there. That's why you have a problem for that one case. In the sad that it's sheshim, it's one mincha. So you're stuck. Or it's, no, it can't be on the davar. You made it. You made it.
That
brings 60. That's why you got to bring 60. That's why you got to bring 60 to solve that issue. Okay. Rav Asher. Oh, so let's read again inside. Rabbanan savikar banan amin sheshim lo. V'chol hazitzon luga kashakir. Rabbi savikar bin ezben Yaakov damar en la ela luga. It only gets one log. We should have just read it inside. Lo yad'inan ihada minhahi. We don't know if it's all one mincha of chovah, the sagi the bechad log, ishtem minachot ninu the bainish te logim, beferush. So therefore, you have no choice but to put it in separate kelim. Now, Gemara gives one more interpretation of this machloket. Rav Asher Amar, bekatan vehevi gadol kamepalge. The machloket over here is, a guy decided, he made a neder to bring a mincha ketana, is he allowed to bring a mincha gedola? Rabbanan sabre katan vehevi gadol yatsa. The Rabbi savar lo yatsa. Let's say a guy decided to bring a korban katan. He's going to bring a small animal. Rabbanan hold, if a guy made a neder to bring korban katan, you can bring korban gadol. Correct. So similarly, if let's say I made a small mincha, I can bring a big mincha. And the B says no. So very simple. The rabbis all listen. Let's say you made a mincha of one. But you know what? I could bring 59. So therefore it's all chobah. And 60. Finish. Bring one shot, no problem. Rabbi says, no, you made one. You cannot bring 60.
It's another one.
So you have to bring a separate one. Okay, good. And by the way, the same machlokes with my animals. If I donated a small animal that has small mincha with it, I cannot bring now a bigger animal with bigger menachot either. So Gemara says, "Va'if teguba hadazim na." What do you mean? The rabbis and the Rebbe argued on this already. Ditnan katan vevi gadol yatsa. Rebbe omer lo yatsa. It says in the Mishnah already. If a guy was noder a shor katan, and he brought a shor gadol, Tanakama says yatsa. Rebbe says lo yatsa. Well, ad kedekach, shor gadol, shor katan. So we have the machloket already. What do you need? What do you need a machloket by animals? What do you need a machloket by menachot? Yehuda says, siricha, diitmar beha. If you only gave me the case by menachot, beha ka'amri rabbanan, mishum di'idi vi'idi kometsu. In that case over there, Rabbanan actually taking the same comments. It's one, whether it's a big mincha or small mincha, it's the same comments. That's why the rabbi said it's no difference. But by animals, the kanefishi imurin, whereby taking from a small animal now to a big animal, you're giving more imurin. More stuff is going on the mizbeah. Maybe you'll agree to the B, which is there's no nafka mina in the comments of a big mincha or a small mincha, the same comments. That's what the Rabbanan would say. If you donated a small, if you made a neder on a small one, you can bring a big one. It's a big deal. It's not changing the comments. Mashenkin, when it comes to a korban, small to big affects the mizbeach. So maybe they won't say they're deemed by big korban, small korban to big korban. Maybe the rabbis only said they're deemed by mincha, but not by korban. That's what I had to tell me the case by korban also. I go the other way. The itmar bayi, if you only told me about the case of korban, if you told me the case of Korban, in that case Rabbi was Mahmir. Because by going from a small to big one, you're affecting the Emurim. By Minha, what's the difference? You go small to big. It's the same comments. Maybe Rabbi agrees to Achamim. Sirika to tell me that he even argues in that case as well. Amen.